Frank Lavadera stands proudly next to a small green pipe sticking out of the ground. It's attached to a fan, which is sucking methane gas out of this landfill in Saratoga Springs, New York.
It pulls the gas from the landfill to this particular point, and then it pushes it across the street to where the engine system is to where it's used.
Where it's used is in the town's skating rink. The landfill produces enough methane to provide 85% of the rink's electricity. The methane is pumped into a generator. That produces the power that freezes the ice, keeps the rink lit, and heats water for the showers. Lavadera designed the project. He's an engineer at Clough Harbor and Associates in nearby Albany. He was originally hired to close the city's landfill, which is filled with horse manure from the nearby racetrack.
One of the things we found was that this particular landfill had a tremendous amount of methane gas above and beyond what would normally be expected. Simultaneously, the city constructed this ice skating rink. It was a very natural connection. We matched the two up together to utilize the gas.
The city is now saving $50,000 a year in utility costs. At one time, they probably would have sold the electricity to a power company and made a profit. Utilities are required to buy methane-generated electricity from landfills at the same price that it costs the utility to make it. The problem is, the overall price of producing electricity has dropped drastically. In New York State, it's gone from 6 cents per kilowatt hour in the 1980s to about 2 cents today. Shelley Cohen is head of the EPA's Methane Outreach Program.
Utility prices in many states are still very, very cheap. And they're not able or willing to offer prices for the landfill gas that make it economical to develop a project. That being said, the landfill and the landfill developer generally look for other options for developing landfill gas projects.
Cohen knows of about 80 landfills in the U.S. that have found other ways to recycle their methane. Many simply use it themselves to heat their buildings and run generators. Others sell it to neighbors. There are asphalt and paper companies that use methane to run their boilers. And in Canada, the methane from one landfill heats 4 greenhouses. Cohen says these projects are making good use of one of the most potent greenhouse gases.
You're capturing the methane from the landfill, you're reducing those emissions from the landfill, and then you're somehow utilizing it, which means that you're also offsetting the need to use other forms of more polluting energy, such as coal. So it has this double environmental benefit.
But Frank Lavadera says landfills still shy away from these projects. For one, they have to build a system to convert the methane to electricity. In Saratoga Springs, that cost more than $1 million. And two, the farther the methane has to travel, the more expensive it'll be. So they need to have a willing neighbor.
That's what made this project in Saratoga Springs work very well, is we had the ice skating rink directly across the street from the landfill. That probably is what will drive methane gas utilization projects in the future as time goes on, is matching up landfills with high users that might be close by so that they could effectively utilize the electricity.
There is another possibility on the horizon. Environmental groups are pushing for a federal tax credit to make it easier for landfills to produce electricity. John Skinner is president of the Solid Waste Association of North America.
Our proposal is for a federal tax credit for landfills that use the methane gas as a fuel. Right now, there's probably another 250 to 300 that would come online that won't come online otherwise.
Skinner says a previous tax credit helped create more than 200 new projects, but it expired 2 years ago. The current proposal is being considered by the House Ways and Means Committee for a possible vote next year. Meanwhile, the more creative landfill owners are forging ahead. They have to find a way to get rid of their methane. But rather than seeing it as a waste product, they view it as a resource. Now, they just have to find someone who's willing to use it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Saratoga Springs, New York.